Now, you've probably not considered this, but the brain of a woodpecker takes some serious hits with every single peck. But these birds don't experience brain damage. And a team of scientists now think they know why. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The brain of a woodpecker goes through a lot. Just ask Sam van Wassenberg of the University of Antwerp in Belgium. He's been studying precisely what happens to a bird brain when beak meets wood.
When you see these birds in action, hitting their head against a tree quite violently, then as humans, we start wondering, how does this bird avoid getting headaches or brain damage?
Scientists have been trying to answer that question for decades, and one very popular idea has been that the woodpecker's skull absorbs some of the shock to protect the brain inside. Van Wassenberg wasn't convinced.
Nobody has ever explained it very well, in my opinion.
So he and an international team decided they could do better using high-speed video.
We went to 4 different zoos in Europe where they had woodpeckers, and we recorded them at very high frame rates while they were pecking.
Van Wassenberg says the videos revealed some remarkable details.
They close their eyes at the moment they impact the wood. And this is to protect that there are any splinters that are jumping off the tree would hit their eyes.
The videos also showed that woodpeckers' beaks often get stuck in the wood, but a clever 2-part design allows them to break free almost instantly. What the videos did not show is any sign that the woodpecker's brain is somehow cushioned.
The way we see the head behaving is very rigid, like you would use a hammer hitting wood.
So the woodpecker's brain takes the full impact of every peck. Van Wassenberg says that means the organ experiences deceleration 5 times higher than what it would take to cause a concussion in a human brain. But he says a woodpecker's brain is protected, not by cushioning, but by its tiny size and weight.
An animal that has a smaller size, it can withstand higher decelerations. That's a biomechanical law.
And he says a woodpecker's brain is about 700 times smaller than a human brain.
So that's why even the hardest hits that we observed are not expected to cause any concussion.
Or even a headache. The study appears in the journal Current Biology. John Hamilton, NPR News.